they're told that they don't have a real illness, that it's just a lifestyle choice, despite the 20% mortality rate, and that they're just silly little girls who should just, like, smarten up and eat. Their families are told that they caused it, which would be totally unacceptable if it was cancer, for example. Nobody would say that someone's mother caused cancer. And it's a silly notion that people's parents cause anorexia nervosa. If they get past those hurdles, they get to their family doctor, who has had 0 hours of training in eating disorders in medical school or in their family practice training, and is unable to diagnose or identify the eating disorder. If they actually find somebody, a family doctor, who's able to diagnose a disorder, then they discover that the nearest treatment center is 3 hours away, and there's a 6-month waiting list to be assessed, let alone get into treatment. So these are multiple levels of discrimination that people with eating disorders experience.